Welcome to the Plump Serpent podcast. My name is Isabel Bloom. As a woman who is deeply committed as a planetary server, my assignment includes whatever furthers my personal evolution and the evolution of global mind. Therefore, I'm sharing with you practical and simple ways and tools to transform yourself and the world through nature connection by talking with a variety of guests. May you and I take action that will serve the earth and all its living beings for their highest good. Let's begin. Hello, everybody who is listening, and thanks for joining another episode of The Plumped Serpent. Today, I'm delighted to talk with Ethna Warren. Ethna is an intuitive artist, conversationalist, tarot reader, and heart space holder. Everything she does comes from a place within and radiates out as she expresses herself with intuitive drawing, writing, reading, photography, teaching, and speaking. Welcome, Ethna. And I'm very glad you're joining me today on The Plumped Serpent.
Thank you so much for having me. It's quite an auspicious day, being the second of 2022, all those twos, really significant. They say it's a gateway to the new and to it's the new year, the Chinese New Year, it's Imbolc. It just feels like the energy is fizzing at the moment.
Then it's a perfect day for our talk, because you're one of these beings who is tuned into these realms and is very much connected. And before we start our talk, as you are a tarot reader, I'd like to lay out cards for the discussion we have. So yeah, we get a little guidance or yeah, maybe some pointing what we shall specifically maybe enlighten in our discussion.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I chose this crystal. It is it's rose quartz, very, very pale. And I just put it on top of my cards just to infuse them with love and unconditional love, because that's exactly what the rose quartz actually does. And so I'll draw some cards and let's see what happens. They might jump out or they might not. We'll see.
Yes.
All right. Some cards for our discussion today and moving forward into this whole new way of living and being connected and joined up with Mother Earth and the source energy. So let's see what. Oh my gosh. I don't think we need to actually draw any more cards.
Wonderful.
It's the sun.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
And so, yes, this is our source of light and warmth, and nature depends on it. It's a number 19. So that reduces to 10, which is one. So it's the beginning of. And it looks like she's actually going to ascend into through the portal in the beginning, in the middle of the sun. So much light and just a freedom and liberation from all of the constraints that we've been suffering from our whole lives, but particularly in the last 2 years. So that's a wonderful beacon for us to head towards as we move into a consciousness that takes us into being aware of that we always have a choice. And the Seven of Cups has jumped out the card. And in this card, the depiction from the Lightseer's Tarot is all the bowls are turned upside down. So everything's hidden. And it's about you making the choice of where you're going. What do you want? What is coming up for you right now that will lead you to something that brings you joy, that brings you that brings more light into your life, that brings that freedom and that the Christ consciousness that pulls you into a better realm for humanity. It's a complete new beginning. So choose wisely.
And it's very intriguing that these two cards kind of also symbolize the two aspects. So the light, the sun, that is enlightening, that is showing mm-hmm. us things, that is nourishing mm-hmm. us from the outside, but also from within. Mm-hmm. And the Seven of Cups was the other card.
Yes.
The Seven of Cups, I had this kind of image of the world within, so the kind of unseen, hidden, and also connected with the void and the darkness in a kind of sense. So yes. this is really a perfect combination.
Absolutely,
because they belong to each other. They form this kind of divine union.
Yes.
Both aspects that just intermingling and dancing together. And
exactly.
From there exactly. emerges the third quality. And mm-hmm. again, a perfect match, because the rose quartz is like mm-hmm. very much connected to the heart and the heart mm-hmm. space. And this is this kind of third quality that emerges yes. and comes out of this sacred mm. union. Perfect.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
So, as I mentioned before, you are one of these beings. You are a woman who is very much connected. You have developed your intuition very strongly. How did this come? Did you have this since a child, or happened something that led you to this path? What is the journey that is still going on, I think?
Yeah, it's definitely still going on. I was maybe would be described as a late bloomer. I was always a seeker, was always asking questions, always wanted to know why, and wanted to understand. And it was always looking for that place that I felt at home. And because of my childhood, we moved around an awful lot. I've lived in many different countries. So I found it very difficult to put down roots. But it became really adaptable and able to adjust to any circumstance or situation. I just kept searching and searching and doing research and getting involved in different types of spiritual pursuits, because I've always been really connected in my way, but not in a way that I didn't see or hear anything. I started very strangely, I'd done a lot of introspection, a lot of work on myself, and I started doing massage just because people needed to, they had a sore shoulder or a sore back, and somehow I just seemed to know how to do it. And that kind of started me on looking deeper into that. And I studied energy medicine and kinesiology and all different types of energy therapies. I did Reiki, and I found myself being moved along that river of accumulating all this knowledge, and it was be using my hands to translate it into some kind of energy form. So it kind of just evolved, and I was playing around with oracle cards. I had been exposed to tarot, but I hadn't thought that I had any affinity with them. But I really liked the oracle cards. You know, used way, way back. I started off with the angel cards, and then they evolved and changed, and used to have groups of people that we would get together with and draw cards for each other, and just read the book and find out, you know, how it resonated. And it just, it grew from there. And I was working in London, and I worked in a shop called Mysteries, which was very, very well known near Covent Garden. And I was surrounded by psychics and people who were doing readings and working with crystals and books and all anything to do with the esoteric and psychic ability. And I just found myself becoming more and more psychic myself. And because I was selling tarot cards, people were asking me, you know, they'd come into the shop and say, well, which do you, cards, pack of cards do you think I should get? And I would say, well, you know, how does it resonate with you? Look at the images, find out how it, you resonate with the cards. I can't tell you because everybody's different and everybody has a different way of assimilating energy. And then I decided that maybe I should just find out a little bit more about the actual cards themselves and the archetypes and the method of divining through cards. So I did a course with them in mind to just know more and get more knowledge. And after I'd finished the course, we had a retreat down in Cornwall, which it just blew me apart because I discovered things about myself that I had never really actualized. I just didn't know. And that all came out then. And I discovered after doing many, many, many readings with the other participants in the course that I could actually do this. But I had no intention of doing it. And so I played around with it for a while. And then I started, I just carried on doing readings. And then I am an artist, so I've always drawn and I've always done what I call soul paintings. I didn't know where they came from. They just came out of my imagination. And I dabbled and I played around, but I wasn't doing it consistently. And then I had my partner at the time, he became ill, and I found that I could write. I started writing poems, and it helped me as a cathartic way of getting my emotions out onto the paper or onto the keyboard. And I was encouraged by a really good friend to write and post them on. So I did that, and it helped me such a lot to work through all the emotions and the things that I was going through. And at the same time, I started doing more drawing because it was more, I was more open to it. And the drawings that I do are completely intuitive. I don't know what I'm going to draw until my pen hits the paper. And I really don't know how it's going to turn out until right at the very end. Even the colors that I choose are not chosen by me. They choose me. So and it, once again, it is very cathartic, and there are so many stories in my drawings because they are very, very detailed, full of symbolism, and so it's become a way of life for me to virtually channel everything that comes through me and share it. So I've just started sharing some cards every day, which is it's moving me into a different phase in my life. And I've moved recently last year to Italy, so I've got a whole new lifestyle. And so that's a very short version of where it's, because it's been many years. But it's been an immense journey, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
And as you describe it, it is really a journey, or it was a journey, and is still a journey for you. Mm-hmm. And that is a point. You allowed things to happen. You allowed things to unfold in their way. It was interesting when you said that you had no intention to be a tarot reader.
Mm.
You were already one. So yeah. you kind of realized this in a very natural way. And this really touches my heart, because a lot of people have this kind of idea what they need to be or what they need to do. We haven't been educated in a way that we allow things to happen through us. You are really a wonderful embodiment of this vessel, of this channel where the, I call it mystical source, there are many names for it, comes through us and expresses the energy of creation through us. And as you also said before, everybody has a unique way of transforming or alchemizing the energies that are within us and around us. And that is really something that nourishes us and gives us joy, and is really a foundation where you can be, really be. And that is really wonderful. So is this also something when you also offer your skills and abilities to other people? So you make these soul drawings. Do you still make them for other people, and also the readings and your conversations? So when you're doing this, do you experience this also as a blockage in many people, that they actually block themselves, that and also don't have the trust in themselves that things are coming and moving, maybe not in the time they expect, but maybe later on or something like that. Is this also your experience?
Definitely. It's a learned behavior. We push, we force, we try to make things happen, and it's not our job. If you take two steps forward and ask for help and trust that the universe will deliver, that's exactly what happens. But if you try and step in, very often what we do is we ask, and then we wait a little bit, and then we jump back and take it back, and we say, well, you know, it didn't happen quickly enough, or it didn't happen the way I wanted it to. If you would just allow, it's the same thing as if you're out in nature and you want to see a particular animal or a bird, and you go charging around trying to find them, it's very likely that you won't. But if you sit quietly in one particular place and just attract that animal or bird to you, they might even come up to you. They sense that it's safe, and they will appear when you least expect it. So being tied to outcomes or expectations, you're likely to be disappointed, because as far as my experience is concerned, the universe delivers so much more than you could ever imagine, because this energy, this source, knows what's right for you, even if sometimes you don't. So you get what you need rather than what you want. And everything that happens, I believe, it's meant to happen that way, because it's precisely what will move you forward or will make you step back and have another look. Anything else, it happens that way because that's right for you. And it doesn't happen to somebody else in the same way because it's not right for them. And I think we're not taught to put ourselves first and to find out what we want for ourselves. We're taught to put everybody else first, and then maybe if there's time, you might get a little look in. And it's just so backwards. You can't overflow in your fullness if your cup is not full. So you need to fill yourself up and give yourself the benefit of the doubt that you give to everybody else, and love yourself enough to say, I deserve this. I've worked really hard to get to where I am, and looking for the joy and for the love and the energy that resonates with you, that's where the secret lies.
You described it very beautifully, like with this example of the animal that comes to you, and one step further of what you described would be simply go outdoors and sit somewhere you feel comfortable and yeah, have a good feeling and sit and wait. What comes to you without any expectation? That is really interesting. Because then, as you said, you are this kind of magnet, where you attract things that give you a message or give you an insight or just gives you joy or whatever. But this also needs a certain kind of observation, a certain kind of stepping back and look at things happening. And then afterwards, you can use your mind to analyze them or make your realizations and make your decisions to take the next steps, whatever. So people always think then when we talk like this, they have to forget their mind and their thinking and their critical like abilities and so on. You can use them, but maybe not at the moment when you experience things like in this observatory state. You can use it afterwards to analyze and to put things together and something like that. So yeah, every part of our being has its place, and we also need to learn that again. To like, for example, I really find this description very intriguing, where the mind is your servant and not your master. You know?
Yes.
So through your experience, you really learned the power of keen observation and also keen observation of the world within. But that also needs some time. So people need to take the time to also digest things. And we mentioned that before, that also you said it, like we have this tendency to rush or to force things. In your experience, when you work with people, what is your advice you give to them concerning this aspect?
I try not to give advice.
What is your kind of, out of your experience, what is kind of your, what would be another word for advice? Maybe hint or?
Suggestion.
Thank you.
Yes.
Suggestion, yeah.
Yeah. It is, we spend so much time being busy. And reaching goals and not enough time going within, breathing, spending time with yourself on your own. A lot of people they're very uncomfortable doing that in silence, just with the sounds of nature. You see people these days, they've always got they've got headphones in and they're listening to music or they're listening to a podcast, which is perfect. But yes, sometimes
you can do that at home.
yes, you can. You don't have to be out in nature and do that. But I know a lot of people like to, if they're in the train, they plug in and they disconnect themselves from everybody around them. And that's exactly what's happened certainly in the last 2 years. Everybody's become so disconnected from other people. And I think now this is the perfect time to start reconnecting with people that you, and choosing who you want to be with now. You know, the energy of the person that you resonate with, that's what we should be conscious of, and saying to yourself, what do I like about being with this person, and what is it about them that makes me feel good, or why do I always feel so tired when I've been with that particular person? And you can make a choice of, do I want to continue doing that and erode my sense of self and my energy by feeling obligated that I have to keep trying to help somebody, and they really don't want your help. They are they're almost like energetic vampires. They are sucking all of your energy from you because they don't realize they have their own source. So it's teaching people to be very conscious of the words they use, the things they say to themselves, particularly, the judgments that we make just instinctively about other people or other behaviors, and also being conscious of our beliefs, and saying to yourself, well, why do I do that? Why do I react in that way? What is it that has taught me to do that? Is it actually even mine? Is this stuff mine, or am I carrying around somebody else's baggage? So it's a very useful thing to do, is to sit and ask these heavy burdens. In fact, I put a post up today about that very thing. There's a heaviness about life at the moment. The energy is heavy. And it's time to stop and take a moment and say, why am I feeling this heaviness? Where is it coming from? Is it mine? Or can I set it down and move away from it and go in a different direction? Because, you know, it goes back to that. Are you putting yourself first? Are you loving yourself enough to say, well, I really don't want this. It doesn't feel the same way as it used to. So often we get to a point in our lives where we're just doing things automatically. We're not even thinking about it. We just keep doing it and keep doing it. And if you give yourself that time to sit and say, you know, do I really even want to do this anymore? Is this really resonating with the person I've become? Because we change. We're changing all the time. And we don't realize that we've actually left those goals or those desires behind with the past you. It's not what makes you fizz with excitement giggle with joy. It's not doing it for you anymore, but we keep doing it until something trips us up or the universe gives us a little slap around the face and says, excuse me, would you wake up, please? This is not doing anything for you. It's not serving you at all. You have become its servant, as you were saying about the mind. The mind loves repetitive things. It feels safe, and it thinks that you will feel safe if you do that. And very often we do think we're safe. That illusion of safety and security is actually our trap. We're stuck. So yeah, it's an exciting time to take a new path, do something different, find some other people to associate with, do a course, have a tarot reading. Just let somebody else shine a little light into your dark little spaces and see if that changes your perspective. That's all it is. It's just a change of perspective and a change of being willing and open to do something, to shift in a little way. It doesn't have to be huge. You don't have to go and leap and move to another country like I did. But you can just go to work differently, go a different route, decide to walk instead of drive. Just a change, because change is not frightening. It's the thought of it that is. And us stepping out of our uncomfortable comfort zone is the most scary thing. And when you do it, you think, oh, that wasn't so bad. Why didn't I do that ages ago? So yeah, that's what I do when I do a tarot reading. I'll just shine a little light into areas that people are stuck in and can't see because it's too close. So, and it's so incredibly amazing when you see their eyes light up and oh my gosh, I never thought about that. How did you know that? And it just makes my heart sing because I don't know how I know that, but I just had to say it because it's coming through me. And it is, it's just, and what I also do is I like exactly what you did when you saw the cards and you gave me your interpretation. For me, that is, it's just awesome because it helps each of us to develop those intuitive hits that you get, because each of us have got a completely different way of getting a message or seeing a sign or feeling in your body what you know, that confirmation. You get the shivers or your hair stand up on your arms, and at the moment I'm getting shivers all over my body. It's such an exciting feeling. It's such an exciting feeling when you realize, oh, I can do this. I am getting my own messages for me. Nobody's exceptional. We all have this ability to tap into our intuitive source, and it's never wrong. It never lets you down. It teaches you the ability to trust yourself first. You have to trust yourself first before you can trust anybody else. You have to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. All of the things that we desire from outside are all inside of us. And there's no need, really, for any outside circumstances or situations to put us off center, because we have all the answers inside of us. All we have to do is ask and just sit quietly and breathe, and the answers will come. And you use the cards as it's a tool just to bring things up to your consciousness, but you don't need them. You just listen. Listen to your body. Your body is this incredible instrument. And the only way we can negotiate or navigate our life on earth is to be really embodied in our bodies and use it as the antenna it is. It's incredible. And we can talk to ourselves. We can heal ourselves. We can do anything. We are incredibly powerful, magnificent beings.
Yes, we are. And this is really the time to spread this message as much as possible. So yes, that really many people are reached in and really realize that everybody of us is a seed, and a seed is a universe in itself. The seed is so small, but the whole plant, the whole being is concentrated within. And the seed simply knows what to do because it is the seed. It just makes what it's supposed to make, to grow, to mm-hmm. grow in this wonderful being that is waiting there to evolve and to mm-hmm. grow and to expand. And we are that. We are, everybody of us is a seed with its mm-hmm. unique being inside, and all we need to do is to nourish ourselves so that we can grow into this being that is inside of us. And you mentioned so many things, so many insights. It really, the core is really awareness of the self mm-hmm. on all levels. You mentioned the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, the mental, not to speak of the soul level, what is really hard to describe in words, because we, at least for me, it is hard to describe in words because it kind of diminishes or makes it things, reduces things. And for example, you experience this kind of quality through your drawings. I really recommend everybody who is listening to this podcast to have a look at Ethna's drawings, because they're just mind-blowing at the worlds within worlds. You can have a look at them for hours, months, weeks, years, because every time you have a look at them, you see new things. And this is really something, as you also described before, we are changing in every second. I mean, within us are happening so many things, so many processes, and there is really this constant movement. Also, for example, when you meditate, from the outside, it looks like you are doing nothing, but inside, there is a whole universe exploding.
Absolutely.
And you also mentioned this kind of, when we are self-aware, when we are rooted in ourselves, we can also connect with others in a whole different way. We are not in this position where we have to defend something. No, we can share, we can grow with each other. Mm-hmm. And you said it so beautifully, that we realize all the perspectives, and that gives us this kind of knowing that we are a fractal of the whole, and everybody of us is a fractal. So we kind of, actually, it's so beautiful when you think this through, that when we realize us as a community, where everybody is like, you know, supporting each other in their unique way, and we can really like this symbiosis that is nature. Nature is symbiosis in perfection. Everybody is perfectly matched and interwoven. And yeah, we just stepped out and we are allowed to step back again, to step into this net of life. We have really, as you said, this choice to do that. And that doesn't mean we can do our own thing and be individuals, because that is very much needed, your uniqueness and your individuality, but like as a gift for the whole and not as a weapon.
Yes. Yeah, every aspect of life, it's this incredible adventure. So, you know, you wake up every morning and you've got a whole day to have an adventure. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who you're going to meet. You don't know what lesson you're going to learn. You don't, if you approach it in that way, so what am I going to learn today? Who am I going to meet today? What can I do that might uplift somebody's life just by smiling at them or saying hello or helping them with a package if it falls, or just being kind. It has an immense power. It's the connection with just ordinary people and ordinary things, and it has so much magic. You have no idea what is being planned for you, because all these little, they're like little jewels on a necklace. Each one and each moment and each connection and meeting with somebody Even if it's online and you don't even go out of your house, we can still connect in the way we are doing now. We make such a difference to every part of life. It's the energy. That's what we are, energetic beings. We beam out this incredible energy. Hopefully it's incredible, and it's light and it's beauty, and it's filled with love. And when you're doing that, you're attracting back exactly the same thing and more abundance and more light and more love. And it just grows and grows and grows, and it becomes, you don't know what it's going to, it might affect somebody on the other side of the world, which makes them do something that they had never thought of doing. And suddenly they've made a huge difference. And it's just something you said, or the way your voice said it, because they probably heard it before 100 million times. And suddenly your particular intonation just sparks something in them that sets off this whole sequence of events that has changed everything. And you are changed because you get the energy buzz from that exchange. Even if you never know what happened, you're going to feel that energy. You think, oh gosh, I feel so good. That was such a great conversation. Or, you know, if you give somebody a compliment, that's just so rare these days. People just, they don't say, oh, I love that color on you. It really makes your eyes pop out and look beautiful. And you make somebody's day. It's just a tiny little thing that you think, you know, oh, I didn't do anything. You did. Because you're connecting. And it's just so important to realize that we have this capacity to connect energetically and physically and emotionally with people. We all need it. We need community now more than ever. We need to feel like we belong to something bigger, so that we can help in some way to change attitudes, to stop people being so divisive and fighting and feeling so lost and so alone. There's so many people now who have really got to a place where they just don't even want to be here on the earth anymore. And it's just so sad. And all it takes is a phone call or a message, or somebody cares, and because they really feel lost. And I think it's that, to me, it's the microcosm of the macrocosm. People are feeling lost within themselves. They've lost their spark. They've lost their ability to have fun. And it's their inner child who's crying out, please don't abandon me. Please keep me in your heart. Don't leave me. Inner child work is just the most incredibly powerful thing to do. You just remember what you were like as a child, and what things sparked your interest. Do those. Go back and take your inner child by the hand and say, "Come, let's go and let's spend some time together doing." Just doing something silly like swinging on a swing or having an ice cream, and just being that childlike, displaying that childlike wonder. Because we're all of those aspects of ourselves. We're the child, we're the worry wart, we're the expanded consciousness, we're this physical being, we are sensuous and sensual, and we need touch, and we need connection. And the more we are embodied in this incredible body that we have, the stronger our energy gets, and the better able we are to navigate the really hard parts of life. It's fascinating to me that there's nothing separate, although we think it is.
Yes. Yeah, that was an idea that was planted by purpose in our mind by whoever did that. But people realize that they are not, and more and more, also due to these circumstances we encountered. The last 2 years, and it really starts with the self. When you are connected with yourself, you realize you are connected with the one, with the source, and therefore with every being and everything that is around you. So it is really a realization, and as you said, an embodiment, and coming home. And this is something we are on Earth. We are this body. Yes, we have this incredible connection to the heavens. We have also this incredible connection to Earth. We are really this walking, like a tree that is the perfect connection of heaven and earth. We can walk.
Yes.
So we have this quality like a walking tree. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And as you also said, this space we are holding, we radiate this energy we have within, we radiate this. So we Yeah, again, it's just, you can just name few words and build everything around them. Self-awareness, connection, trust. And these are really the foundations of this change, of this, yes, of this remembering and coming back to this multidimensional beings we are. And as you said, with these capacities and abilities and sharings we can gift to the world. And we already talked an hour. It's always so fast. I could talk for hours more with you. So you have drawn the light and the sun and the seven of cups. So when you wrap this up, what is your suggestion for everybody who is listening? What is your suggestion for a first step to take to make a change happening? They can make for themselves.
Ask yourself the question, what do I want? I know it's a big question. And you can write 100 different things, because it takes on so many different levels. But if you drill down into just the simple things that life offers, what do you really want? Who do you really want to be? What do you really want to do with this precious life that you have? If you're looking for things and money and possessions, then I suggest that you go deeper, because they will never fulfill the void, because that's what we're doing. We're trying to fill an empty space within us. What do you want for yourself? What do you want to make of yourself? And remembering that you always have a choice. I know there are a lot of people who feel as if they're stuck and they can't go either way. They can't leave, but they have to stay, and they have no choice in the matter. But there's a choice, is your attitude towards it, the way you respond. That's your choice. You don't have to stay imprisoned because your mind and your heart can take you somewhere else. You don't have to stay there. Your ability to stand up for yourself has to come from within. Your ability to accept yourself has to come from within. Loving yourself enough to say, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to allow people to treat me this way anymore is a decision that you make, because you love yourself enough to say, this just isn't working for me anymore. It doesn't have to be a hard, long journey. It is as easy as you make it, as easy as you tell yourself it's going to be. The things that we say, the words we use, determine how it's going to be. Your attitude determines your altitude, is something that I heard a long time ago, and I've never forgotten it. How you see things, your perspective, is what colors your life. And if you are not willing to change your perspective and look at it in a different way, it's just going to stay the same. And that's boring. Let's have some fun. Just get out of the hole you've dug, because it's you. And ask for help. Talk to other people who think the same way or think differently, maybe for a change. Take off the glasses that you're wearing and put on some rose-colored spectacles, just for a change. See things from with a different lens. Use kindness to yourself. Use tenderness to yourself. And just search and ask. Ask your body what its message is. Ask your heart what it needs. Find out what it you need just to get through the day. What food do you want to eat? Do you know where it comes from? Do you know where it's grown? Do some research. Change yourself from the inside out. It's simple. It's really, really simple. And you can make it as easy as you want. You can tell yourself, this is going to be easy because I'm really willing. I'm open. I want to change. I want things to be different. Because what's happening at the moment is it just doesn't feel right anymore. It may have done, and it served you up until that moment when you realize, I just can't do this anymore. I'm just so tired. I'm fed up. I'm angry. And let it out. Let yourself express. Share with other people. Obviously, where you feel safe, because it can be very, very tender and very scary to be vulnerable. But it's worth it. It really is worth it. Find someone who can help, who can help you to open just a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more. It's not a rush. It's not a destination. You don't have to get there, because you never get there. Believe me, you never get there. You keep going. You just keep going, and you peel off another layer of that onion, or you take off another part of the skin, and you become who you are right now. Being in the present moment is the most amazing gift. And because of the fast pace of life, it's sometimes difficult. But being in the present moment for just 5 minutes, go out in nature, you see, there's no rush. Birds just go about doing their thing. Animals just do their thing. The trees, and they flower, and they lose their leaves, and then they grow new ones. And it's just a cycle. And we're in a cycle. We're in these beautiful cycles. Follow the moon. That's a wonderful way to really get in touch with the heavens and the earth. That's what I'd say.
And everybody who is kind of attracted by Ethna, where can people reach you? How can people get in touch with you when they'd like to go on a journey with you and get your support and suggestions?
I'm on Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn, which is where I met you. I'm on, you can get hold of me on Messenger. I have a website, which is insideheartspace.com. You can contact me there. My email is emfwarren@gmail.com. And I'm sure you'll put notes at the bottom of your podcast.
Yes, I do.
I have a page on Facebook called Heart Space. So you can also contact me through there.
That's many, many avenues to reach.
Many you. Avenues, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ethna. This was, I don't know if you realize that, but everybody who has listened so far has really gotten so many insights and so many pearls of wisdom here. So really, it's up to you, as you said. It's your choice. That is one of your superpowers you have. Choose wisely, as Ethna said. Thank you very much for this wonderful talk.
Thank you so much. Grazie mille. Si. My little bit of Italian. you are a wonderful, wonderful interviewer. You have an amazing ability to draw things out of people. So thank you so much. I've thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you, as always.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Thank you.
If the show is meaningful to you in any way, please allow this appreciation to motivate you into action and do something to support the show, so I can give you further possibilities and practical ways to empower and transform yourself to nature connection. Send in your questions. Donate any amount. And most importantly, use what you are learning. Journey on the topics. Step up and use the possibilities. You are also invited to leave a message on our Anchor site or share the episodes and ideas with others in your network. And when you like, let me know how you are changing your life. May the magic of the plumped serpent be with you, to the greatest good of all.